So check this out. So you were talking about going to Google, typing things in. I was like, okay. So you pick your niche that you're excited about, whether you know anything about it or not. I have a bunch of ADD sites, so I was thinking ADD. You type it into Google, you find the top 10 organically ranked search engines, right? I'm not talking about the pay-per-click guys, but you can talk to them too. Then you get like a free popover, right? And you say, listen, we're going to do a teleseminar series with the top 10 websites on ADD on Google, okay? And I'd like to pay you guys 50% of whatever you sell for this 10-part teleseminar series we're going to do on ADD. You can talk about whatever you want to in the thing. We're going to do a free teleseminar. I'm going to put a little piece of code on your site that says, opt in for the free ADD teleseminar. And you put in your name and your email. When they put in their name and their email, it goes through an affiliate link. So anyone that comes from, sites 1 through 10 are now tracked, right? So you've got the top 10 websites in the niche already, and you could do this with, 50 different keywords, whatever.
Right.
Right? All of a sudden, you're building this ridiculously large teleseminar opt-in list. You're building the list, they're all opting in, and they're people. The fact is, most niches don't have an opt-in form on any of their pages at all. You can put it on every page on the site. And then, 2 weeks later, you do the live teleseminar. You have all 10 of the people who own the sites, do a little introduction and get everybody excited about doing the thing. You say, at the end, you sell a 10-part teleseminar series, right? And let's say you're going to do 3 teleseminars a week for the paid, $300, $400. And instantly, you have 2, 3, 4, 5, 10,000 people who've opted in, and now you can sell them all sorts of inexpensive products, right? Through affiliate links. You don't even have to come up with a thing. And that's it. I mean, real easy. You've got the list building on autopilot. We'll just keep building because most of the guys will never even take the opt-in form down.
Right, and when people are like, oh, well, God, what if one of them won't work with me? Well, guess what? You just go to page 2.
Yeah, just the 11th guy. Right.
You don't even have to worry about if this one doesn't want to work with you, you just work with the next one.
Try another search engine.
Try a different search engine.
Yeah, you'll get a different top 10 in Yahoo, different top 10 in MSN. And
right.
I don't roll out 10 of these.
It was always this, one of our old friends used to say, the way he used to get people to put a pop-up code on their site is he'd say, look, I want to send you a check every month. And that's how he would open up the relationship. He'd say, I want to send you a check every month. And he'd even use the subject line, where can I send your check?
Yes!
And then they'd say, I have a really neat idea, and it's something that you're not doing, and it's going to support your business, and it's going to help you make a lot more money, and it's a totally co-opetition thing where we're going to cooperate, even though you might think that we're a competitor, we're really not. We're all going to make a whole bunch of money off of this thing. The only thing I'm going to ask you to do is to spend about 30 seconds putting a tiny little piece of code on your site. In fact, all you have to do is put a tiny little piece of code on your site and I will send you a check. That's it.
Bam.
If they want to participate and they want to promote it, then they can get even more commission. If they want to sell it after the fact, they can get even a bigger check. But the bottom line is just get the people in the industry who all get that traffic anyway and aren't making enough money off of their... They don't make money for being number one. They get money when people come and buy something. But typically, they're not great marketers. They're just either good at SEO or they're lucky. So get these people involved, and these are your partners. This is your list, the people that control all the organic traffic.
Kent, for those listening, whatever you paid for this DVD or the $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000 course to which this DVD was a bonus, you just earned your money back.
He's gonna kick
those 2 points right there. Because I promise you, when I get home, I'm going to put that one into play myself.
Yeah, I think that point of John's needs to be reinforced there, because when you're approaching these joint venture partners, it's got to be free money with no work.
Right.
You cannot try and get to them. I mean, it's got to be as brain dead, easy, and simple as possible, or they're not going to do anything.
They can do some work for more money.
Right.
If they're going to get some money just for the 30 seconds of putting their code on.
One thing you need to do, once you get a success story from anybody, make sure that you get the metrics, get all of the stats and everything like that. And then in the next email to the next set of joint venture partners, it's like, here's so-and-so from such-and-such website. It took me 30 seconds to put this code on my site. and blah, 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 and now I'm getting an extra 83 cents per visitor. You know, so if you're getting 10,000 visitors per month, taking 30 seconds can make you, you know, whatever the math is.
Testimonials for
yeah,
traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
Or taking into consideration competition, would you want to get into a niche that has a lot of competition?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or would you not? And of course that's, you would want competition.
That's a great question because so many people are afraid of competition. Right. Or yeah. So many people think, I've got a great idea that's going to make me $1 million because nobody's thought of this before.
Or
guess what? Someone's probably thought of it before and they probably didn't make any money on it. You're
so
much better market.
Being made, and that's where you want to go. You don't want to go where there's no sales being made. You want to go where the garden is fertile. You don't want to go where it's a dry desert. So it just makes sense. If you've got competition, don't be afraid to take them on or make them your partner. And that's really what I'm hearing
right,
here.
Yeah.
Most people think it's competitions. I've got to hit them head on. No, really, it comes down to how well you can partner with that whole niche and tap into their traffic, offer value to additional value to their search, to their traffic that they're not offering presently. That's the fastest way to make money to a product, especially an info widget, is that look for somebody, like go to For Dummies, probably the best way to go do market research. For Dummies has over, I don't know, 3,000 titles, something like that. They'll make For Dummies for almost anything if there's 4,000 people that like it. So really what you want to do is go and look at that, go into search engines, see what topics are there, and see who's under leveraging their user base that is not offering an add-on product, not offering an upsell, not offering additional products that can be sold to that market. You find that, you got your gold mine. It doesn't matter if it's onion farming or how to groom a weasel.
And you can let the market.
Basically, they're going to find, they're out there, they're just waiting for you to contact.
And you can let the market tell you.
One way to do a quick check to see if there is actually a market there is to go and do some of the keyword research. Do some searches on the keywords, see who's bidding on there. If there's not people bidding for those keywords, chances are you don't have a buyer's market. Or it's just untapped in Google, but that's very rare. But if you don't see 5 sponsored results up there, people paying for ads, I don't know. That might
the important thing in that market is that there are people voting with the wallets and spending money.
Sure.
And
don't be afraid of competition.
If there's no keywords, that's not where you go on your first product. I mean, maybe after you're established and you can do market research outside of these traditional areas are the easy ways to go about it. But what he said is if you see no ads down there on the right-hand side of the page in Google, if there's no magazines, that's not a first project.
No.
It may be, you know, 5th, 6th, 7th once you've got all this stuff and you learn from your own buyers, but first project, forget about it.
Sure, and there's enough people out there. I mean, going back to Jim's thing right quick, is if you want to go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and then, I mean, here's kind of a supercharged way to do it is you can type in the keyword For Dummies and then sort it by sales.
Mm-hmm. Well,
how that works.
You know, when people think about a list, they always think that it's this list of 1 million people who are end users. I mean, take your keywords, go to Google, enter in the keyword, hit search, and now you have the top 10 people who get all the traffic in Google. Well, that's a list, okay? Those are your potential partners. And when you talk about leverage, and you talk about transaction value, we're not talking about selling $1,030 items. Or maybe we are, but if we are, we better find someone with a lot of traffic in that niche. So don't think of a list as always end users. Think as a list of potential affiliates, potential partners, potential content partners. Because lists are way, way beyond just a bunch of people who are going to buy your product.
Let's step back and catch up, because we're tossing like a million ideas here. But let's step back and just do a little summary. We've sort of established some ideas that people can use to do research. We've established that you want competition, you want people advertising. You can go in magazines, you can go in search engines, but you can find out that there are people spending money in this marketplace. We've heard some really creative ideas of ways to get joint venture partners. Even if we don't have a list, we don't need to have our own list. There are people out there with lists. We just need to find them. We had some great ideas on how to do that by going to the top ranking search engines. We got some phenomenal ideas on how to approach and email those people and get them psyched for doing a cooperative venture for us. Then we got a great model here for very fast product creation, which is a teleseminar series, which we're going to leverage and talk to these top search engine these top search engine ranking people with these great websites in these competitive niches. And we're going to do teleseminars. I had a couple of questions, okay? I don't know how to do a teleseminar.
Right.
Okay? And you know, I don't know how to create a product out of that. So I think before we go nuts, let's ground it with some quick tips on how to create a product like that, so people will understand it can be done quickly and it can be done cheaply, because we get a budget of like $500.
Well, let's do some high speed pointers on. Okay, you find the websites that you think have high traffic. How do you get in touch with them? I mean, we all know how to get in touch with them. But they might not all know how to get in touch with them. So real simple. Okay, the quickest, easiest, simplest way to do it reliably is you find those top 10 websites, the top 20 websites in, you know, Onion Farms, whatever, and you go to GoDaddy. Okay, I find that GoDaddy GoDaddy is a little bit more reliable than Better Who Is as far as actually getting the information. But if you know what I'm talking about, great. So go to GoDaddy, type in the domain name of those top 10 websites one at a time. Then, as if you were wanting to buy them, right? It's going to say it's already taken. There's a little link. You click on it. It says for more information. Then there's a six-digit code, at least six digits right now, that you have to enter in to prove that you're a real person. And then they'll give you the phone number and the email address, unless it's protected. But 95% of the time, they'll give you the phone number and the email address of the people you have to email and call to find out if they're interested. All right? So you do that for each website. Real simple. Okay. How do you do a teleseminar? If you're cheap or you have no money, like when I started doing this stuff, I had to shake the CD drive on my hard drive to get it to register. There was a CD in there, and the fan on the computer sounded like a helicopter. So I mean, I was hurting. You know, I had no cash. So go with freeconferencecall.com, right? Freeconferencecall.com. You can get 100 people on the line. You're good. Okay. In the meantime, I started with recording on mini cassettes or mini discs, right? Now you could just plug in a $100 MP3 player or a $39 MP3 player to record your teleseminar. You get an adapter, a Radio Shack.
$15.
Okay, this is the cheap way. You can get expensive, go cheap when you're starting, all right? The quality of your recording doesn't matter. The quality of the content does matter. Quality of the recording, don't worry about it.
Okay. You can redo it after you sell a bunch of them.
If there's
fuzz or whatever on it, you can go ahead and you
can
redo it.
They'll even do it for you for $10, like a free conference and call. I think now there's even a new thing where they'll email you the MP3. But you do. It's usually a technology. You press *2. It gives you a number. And even if you don't know how to get the recording down, you simply call up free conference call, give them your recording number, and they'll email you a link where you can get the MP3, okay. And they'll charge you like $10 to do
this. Does anyone have any pointers about what to say or how to contact some of these webmasters?
I was gonna, when he said that, I think it's a great point.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I think something we should talk about. I didn't have anything in mind, but I think when you do need to have a game plan to get past gatekeepers, to know, you know, like you said, like in the subject line, where do I send your check? It's pretty much the same type of thing when you get somebody on the phone. You almost want to have something like, I want to send you checks, and I'm wondering what you're mailing. You know, where would you want me to send it? Oh, for what? Well, we're doing some, and then, you know, but it has to be something where you instantly.
It has to be tangible. Like, make an extra $200 per subscriber.
Right.
Click here. Yeah. That's going to get my attention. If I'm running a merchant program, I have to think about it from the merchant's perspective, mm-hmm. saying, okay, I'm making $35 per sale. Probably half of that affiliates are selling me. How can I raise my average value of sales?
You've got
to give them a value proposition
right away.
I'll tell you how you can get anybody to call you back, just about anybody to call you back. In the subject line, instead of the check thing, what you say is, I want to buy advertising on your site.
Look,
if you're ever talking to somebody and you're trying to get into a company and you can't get a call back, that happens all the time. You can't get a call back. I guarantee you can get a call back if you call this one person. A salesperson, mm-hmm. okay? Don't call marketing. Don't call operations. Don't call customer service. Call sales. Those guys call you back. That's all they do is call people back. They don't want to make cold calls. They want to have people calling them. So that's, if you can't get into the normal channels, try the sales department. If you can't get in that way, start sending emails about wanting to buy advertising on their site. If they don't sell advertising, tell them that you've got a system that's relatively foolproof and they don't have to do much except for a tiny little bit of code, and bang, that's how we're going to do the advertising.
Yeah, here's a couple of things. coming from the car business, we used to have to, you know, train our people how to get past, you know, the gatekeepers. The first thing that you do is when you call and ask for the person, ask for him by his first name.
Right.
And just say, hi, is Jim there? And if they say, which Jim? You know, Jim Rollins. And if they say, who's calling? You just give your first name. This is Mike. And if they say, is this business or personal? You say, it's personal. Because then the call gets to the person who says, Jim, somebody's asking you, what's his name? Mike. He says, it's personal. At this point, the guy's going to be like, who is this? And he's going to pick up the call, and then you get in with that important line. But if you say something like, can I speak to, you know, Mr. Rollins? Oh, who's calling? This is, you know, Mike Filsaime from MikeFilsaime.com. It gets through. Yeah, some guy, Mike Filsaime from MikeFilsaime.com, is asking for you. Tell him I'm busy. I can't take the call.
This is like big company stuff. And most of the times, I mean, if I'm looking at the top 10 things in Google, and the first one is, you know, Sears Onion Farming, and the next one down is Joe's Onion Farm, you know, equipment, I'm going to blow off Sears and go to Joe. I'll probably get Joe on the first time. He doesn't have anybody call him. So,
right.
You know,
there's two options. I've never done any of that. I've kind of gone around a different way. And it's either buying the people's product, sending in a testimonial to them, saying, hey, thank you. or for the teleseminar series, appeal to the site owner's ego. Hey, I'm going to be doing a teleseminar series for, you know, a bunch of your customers, people in your arena. I'm really impressed by your site and the stuff that you offer. I've got 5 spots, you know, for experts. I'm going to be interviewing you. You know, would you be interested in having one of those?
Well, you just said that was great because you said, I'm having a teleseminar series, not... would you be interested in maybe doing something I'm planning?
Yeah.
This is a done deal. You're having it, and you got one shot to get in on it, because if it's not you, it's this other guy, and this is your chance.
Another thing you're doing is you're showing that you're taking an interest in their business.
Right.
You've actually looked at their website, their product. You're referencing some stuff that maybe they said in their product. So that rapport and that credibility is really established.
And the other thing is to throw the names around of potential partners.
Yeah.
If people know names in the industry, it's kind of like, well, if mommy says it's okay, if daddy says it's okay, so that type of thing. So when you get them on the phone, you name throw around and you say, here are some of the potential partners that are going to be in this teleseminar series. Boom, 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 boom.
We're doing
boom,
a teleseminar with the top 10 websites, and here are the owners.
Yeah, and as soon as one guy commits, then you're
the one at the top 10.
Yeah.
Looks
like you're ranked number 3 to me.
I actually also find it easier if they, on your topic of buying their product, I'll contact the people that actually have a product first, because a lot of the top 10 sites might not be sites where they have their own product. And I found that they'll respond quicker if you structure yourself in such a way as saying, hey, I want to help you sell or promote, or promote yourself or promote your product. They're going to be much quicker in getting back to you, because they have a vested interest versus someone who maybe just has an affiliate site where they just sell a bunch of products.
The only thing I would think about that is the $500.
Well, no, here's the thing.
Yeah, you're not buying their
product.
You know, I'm not saying you're buying their product, but you're saying you're going to help them promote their product, so that's going to make them want to call you back quicker.
Well, exactly. And when you structure your structure and your back end could be their product. I know that a lot of times where I said, I'm going to interview these 5 people and put that into the product, then each of these people during the call will pitch in their back end.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you have a built-in back end, and these people all love you because you're selling their stuff. Plus, you've got all these other 5 guys that will say, well, I'll promote it, based on the fact that these other 5 guys are all promoting it, and I'm going to get all this, you know, more traffic because of that, and just everything grows because of that.
So this is an important point. I mean, we did over 800,000 sales in 12 months without a product, period. We sold other people's products through our affiliate link, and we had everybody basically, one way or the other, send out email links to their list, put something on their site, whatever, to build a list that was focused on selling products in a given topic, onions, right, whatever. And you can get, if you get a bunch of big names together, you can say, if all these other guys are promoting my thing, I want to do a teleseminar with you and sell your product at the end. Are you okay with that? You know, I mean, I have a guy that I work with in fitness who's doing exactly this. He does a teleseminar every single week with some big fitness guru, and sells their product through his affiliate link, and they're promoting it to their list.
Let's talk about
real quick. Do the math on that.
Let's talk about real quick capturing the names and the front end to promote the teleseminar.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a huge part of actually getting the people to show up and pre-selling the content of the call. So
Oh yeah, I've seen.
They're stoked about it, and when they're on it, they're in a buying mood by the end of it. You know?
Yeah, I've seen so many people in their teleseminars. They send out, here's the phone number, call in, and that never works. Like every time we send them, and the page, like, I mean, we get 2,000-3,000 people to sign up for a teleseminar versus we get 100. The reason why we do better is we come send to a squeeze page. It's not like we're doing a call with so and so tonight. Sign up. So we have a little sales letter, and we sell them on that. And by the time they read that sales letter, they get like half the story, and they're like. I get all excited right. and they say, well, I'm going to tell you the rest on the call, join here. Everybody signs up, and we get like 80-90% conversion rate. People that come to the page that sign up for it, and then our lines are packed because people want to hear what in the world the rest of the story is. And we start telling them the story. We introduce who, half the time we want to introduce who's on the call on the squeeze page. Like I did with Vincent James, I set this whole huge story about this guy making $100 million a year, this. And I got people email me, call my office, who in the world is this guy? I'm like, show up for the call, you'll find out. Packed the line, sold, I mean, hundreds of